Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Forty-3 days until the election, and our first guest this week is ABC's political director, Amy Walter, on the most recent polling between Obama and Romney, because it's getting very interesting, and there's starting to be some daylight between the two in some of the key swing states, so maybe it's time to redraw that swing state map. Hi, Amy. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi. Glad to be here.
And before we even get to the polling, I want to touch briefly on Romney releasing his 2011 tax returns on Friday, because this happened after our show on Friday. And usually when you release news on Friday afternoon, you're trying to hide something or hope all of the reporters have already knocked off for the weekend. So I think it's our responsibility to at least touch it here on Monday morning. Romney had claimed that he had never paid less than 13% on his tax return. And indeed, he paid 14% last year on an adjusted income of about $14 million. But we can now see that Romney actually would have paid closer to 10% had he taken his full deductions for his almost $4 million in charitable contributions. So what happened here? Did his accountants tweak his tax returns? Did he actually pay more than he owed for appearance sake in the presidential campaign?
Yes, that's the answer. That's the short answer. And his accountant basically said the same thing, that, you know, that in public, that Romney had said that he'd not paid less than 13% in taxes. And so this tax statement then needed to reflect his public statement that was made by the candidate. And, you know, look, it's hard to get into an argument, though, and you're not seeing Democrats push this all that much, because, you know, basically what you're saying is, oh, well, this guy gave away millions of dollars to charity, and you're giving him a hard time on it. Where they are trying to push him, though, is on issues, and you'll listen to ads as well, about where he's actually sheltering his money, whether it's in the Caymans or Bermuda. There's talk, of course, about what his investments have done in China, investing in a place where, obviously, the Romney campaign is trying to show that he's going to, you know, crack down on their business practices, money manipulation, et cetera. So, you know, I think that for the Obama campaign, it's one more opportunity to take a crack at Romney for being in a different category as the rest of us. They want to show him as being hypocritical. And now, though, I think we're going to see much more time and energy, though, on that 47% comment than we will on the 14% tax rate.
Although I'm sure that the Republicans could push back, and maybe this is one of the reasons that the Democrats won't harp on it so much and point to lots of high-income Democrats and lots of high-income donors to Democratic campaigns who also have Cayman Islands accounts, who also invest in questionable things in other countries. But what seems unique here with Romney is something that he said not that long ago to your own David Muir on ABC, about what it would mean if he paid less than what he actually owed in taxes. He actually said he wouldn't be qualified to be president of the United States. So I want to play that clip, and it begins with the question.
Was there ever any year when you paid lower than the 13.9%?
Well, I haven't calculated that. My view is I have paid all the taxes required by law. I don't pay more than I legally do. And frankly, if I had paid more than are legally due, I don't think I'd be qualified to become president. I think people would want me to follow the law and pay only what the tax code requires.
So if I paid more than are legally due, I don't think I'd be qualified to become president. What did he mean when he said that to your colleague, David Muir?
Right. Well, I think what it meant was he wasn't really prepared for this question, and he knew that he had to keep that tax rate at 13%. So whether it was, being able to get there through charitable contributions or other means, he was going to keep it at 13%. And again, you know, look, it is going to be a soundbite that I have no doubt that the Obama campaign is going to spend, some time harping on. And at the same time, I think the pushback from the Romney campaign will be, okay, look, the guy just gave $4 million to charity. I don't see anybody else doing that.
And part of that pushback is that Joe Biden gave only 1.5% of his income to charity on, I guess, the last tax return that was filed. And I've heard that pushback on conservative talk. Do you think that might actually come up at the vice presidential debate between him and Paul Ryan, or wouldn't Ryan ever go there?
I don't know that he would ever go there, one, because I just don't think that that Republicans want to get into this fight about who is more generous, who's making more money, where they're putting their money. But it goes to a broader point, Brian, which is I don't remember the last time that the Romney campaign has actually been on offense on any of these issues. I mean, taxes are supposed to be a Republican issue. They're supposed to own that issue.
Right.
And right now, if you look at the national polls and some of these battleground polls, the president is either tied or ahead of Mitt Romney on the question of taxes. And that is a remarkable statement. And I think part of the reason for that is that Democrats have really pushed Romney into a corner on the issue of his own taxes, and they have also really won on this issue of, you know, who should be paying more in taxes, people making more than $250,000 or people in the middle class. And Romney's not been able to get a solid footing on that issue, and they haven't been able to push back.
ABC News political director Amy Walter with us. And let's look a little closer at that polling, especially in the swing states. No surprise the Obama camp has already made an ad out of the Romney tax returns. As you said, the ad is now running, guess where, in Ohio. And it starts with a clip of Romney talking about the 47% of Americans who don't pay income tax. Listen.
My job is not to worry about those people.
Doesn't the president have to worry about everyone? Mitt Romney paid just 14.1% in taxes last year. He keeps millions in Bermuda and the Cayman Islands. He won't release his tax returns before 2010. Maybe instead of attacking others on taxes, Romney should come clean on his.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
So the point of us playing this now is not to talk about the 47% again and what it means. We talked about that a lot last week. But the fact that it's running and running and running in Ohio, and here's a little more about that strategy. This is Bill Clinton on Face the Nation yesterday.
I think that the president's winning and winning in the swing states. I think that the Republican super PACs and the Romney campaign combined will outspend the Democrats probably 2.5, 3 to 1 from here on in. And I think that this is the only time I can remember when a lot of the national polls are closer than the polls in the so-called swing states. That's because the Obama campaign doesn't have as much money, so they have to concentrate that in the swing states, and we're doing pretty well.
President Clinton on Face the Nation with Bob Schieffer yesterday. Amy Walter, let's take the two parts of that answer separately. First, is the former president right that the national polls are closer than the swing state polls?
Well, it depends on which ones you look. And a lot of Republicans are pointing to Rasmussen and to Gallup, which are the tracking polls, and showing that they're dead heat. In the last Gallup, it's 47-47. Yet a lot of other national polls have showed the president opening up a pretty substantial lead at or over 50%. Wall Street Journal, the Wall Street Journal, NBC, the National Journal, today the Battleground poll for Politico, all showing the president at 50%. So you are seeing some discrepancy there, but certainly if you look at the Gallup, it's tied. When you look at the state polls, again, a lot of these are from the same media organizations, New York Times, Quinnipiac, NBC, Marist. They're showing some significant daylight between the president and Romney in places like Ohio. But even in Iowa, Virginia, we've had three polls come out in the last week showing Obama anywhere with an 8-point lead to a 4-point lead. Again, this was supposed to be one of those really, really tight swing states. It could be, you know, a couple thousand votes either way. So I think what President Clinton brought up was a very important point, which is, look, in these swing states, it's not like the president has,
mm-hmm.
Currently, Obama and his allies are either being outspent or are simply tied in the amount of money being spent on advertising in these swing states. So the Romney campaign plus those super PACs spending as much or more. The issue really is that that hasn't always been the case. Over the spring and the summer, it was the Obama campaign that went into those swing states and heavily, heavily bombed Mitt Romney, attacking him, especially on the issues of Bain Capital and his business record.
And that was a conscious strategy of getting in there early and trying to define the terms of the debate, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, it was a big risk. Some said, well, boy, you're going to spend all this money now. You're not going to have enough money in September and October. You're going to get outspent, which they have been. But now it's almost October. They are getting outspent. They have been since August. And yet the race is opening up even more. And Romney's numbers continue to sink in terms of his favorable rating. He hasn't been able to bring those back. So the point you just made about defining him early, that seems to be successful at this point. And the economy in a lot of these states is looking a little bit better. I mean, Ohio's the prime example of that. Unemployment rate going down. Virginia is another place where the economy not quite as bad as it was in other states to begin with, but also looking a little bit better. So making an economic argument in a place like Ohio and Virginia tougher for Romney now than it was a year ago. But even in places where the economy is terrible, I mean, Nevada still has double-digit unemployment. President's ahead there. And so I think you have a couple of things going on. The first is demographics, that was always going to be a problem for Mitt Romney. If he was not able to improve his standing among Hispanic voters, that meant that you take really important states like Nevada, Colorado, Virginia, you don't take them out of the mix, but you certainly hamstring yourself there by not doing better among Latino voters. The second piece is the gender gap. And you can see in places like suburban Colorado, suburban Virginia, the Obama campaign going after Mitt Romney intensely on women's issues, abortion, contraception, et cetera. So, you know, those demographic troubles, plus the fact that on the issue of the economy, Romney has yet to gain any ground, mean that, you know, you can't win if you're not winning among any of those groups.
Well, the debates are obviously going to be make or break for Mitt Romney, and they begin a week from Wednesday. So what do you think life is going to be like for someone in suburban Ohio over the next 43 days anyway? I was thinking of starting a petition to use public campaign financing to buy a TiVo for every swing state voter, maybe two for people in Ohio, so they don't have to be subjected to this barrage of ads.
They've been subjected for a long time. Maybe, you know what I think you should really do is we should all be able to buy stock in these TV stations and then get some of the proceeds, because I think we would be doing quite well. Look, I live now in a swing state for the first time in
Virginia.
Yes, so I'm subject to as many of these ads. Virginia, Ohio, and Florida per capita, more ads than anywhere else. So I'll tell you what it feels like. It's overwhelming. And it becomes part of the background noise, right? So you just, after a while, you don't pay much attention to it because it's been there for so long, you kind of forget that they were never there before this year. But this was the Obama strategy, which was, you know, by the time you get to September and October, breaking through is really tough. Yes, voters are tuning in, but they've been getting these messages for the last few months about the candidates. And more important, I think this is the real challenge for Romney right now. And as you said, the debates are going to be the place to flesh this out, too. But running a campaign that is doing more than simply bashing the president, that part is the easy part. Convincing voters that they're frustrated with Obama, with the direction of the country, no problem. They already are. He's just telling people what they already know. What they don't know is what he's going to do about it, how he's going to be different, how things are going to change under a Romney administration. That's what's missing in so many of these ads. Now, if you look at these super PAC ads, again, they would argue, super PACs, and I talked to him about this, their argument is, look, our job is to make the case against Obama. It's Romney's job to make the case for himself. And Romney's not doing that at this point very effectively.
ABC News political director Amy Walter. By the way, we posted an image of the ABC swing state map as it stands today on our website. So if you want to see it and link through to ABC stuff, you can do it at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And Amy, thanks a lot for the analysis. I really, really appreciate it.
You're really welcome.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Up next, Ready or Not, Brooklyn. Here comes the Barclay Center. We will ask if you're cringing or psyched. Stay with us.